Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. As we praise and worship our Lord this Labor Day weekend, we thank Him for the blessings that come from our work, and more importantly, His work in and through us.
Help us to live so.
Dear Father, thank you. Thank you for everything. All things, great and small, are gifts from above, loaned to us temporarily. Whether they are friends and loved ones, things around us, or even our very life. We praise you for blessing us and this nation with a huge workforce that labors 24/7 that you provide to help meet our needs. Thank you for the healthcare teams, for those first responders and those in various law enforcement positions. Thank you for those working right now to ensure that we have dependable utilities, gas, water, sewer, and electric. Our nation is surrounded by workers laboring to provide our needs. Thank you for those working in nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Bless them for investing in the needy and elderly. We praise you, Lord, for those involved directly in all kinds of ministry. Please provide respite for those in need of it. Help them to make time, take time, for some R&R. Lord, every good and perfect gift is from you. We worship you for who you are and praise you and thank you for meeting our every need. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Pleasure in you. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
He who began a good work in you.
He who began a good work in you will be faithful to complete it. He'll be faithful to complete it. He who started the work will be faithful to complete it in you.
Ooh.
For care, tongue can recite. It breathes in the air, it shines in the light. It streams from the hills, it descends to the plain, and sweetly
We truly thank God for the opportunity to worship with you today. Thanks for listening. You're listening to Call to Worship. Please invite your friends to join us each week at this same time. Visit us online at calltoworship.us. Our website is a safe and convenient place to make a contribution to this ministry. Your tax-deductible donation can be mailed to Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501.
There is a quiet place far from the rapid pace, where God can soothe my troubled mind. Sheltered by tree and flower, there in my quiet hour with Him, all my cares are left behind. Whether a garden small or on a mountain tall, new strength love for all mankind. New strength and courage. a new day. With love for all mankind.
Trusting thee, Lord Jesus, I behold thee as thou art, and thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart, satisfies its deepest longings, meets, supplies its every need, compasseth me round with blessings, thine is love indeed.
On this Labor Day weekend, we thank God for the value of labor, work, and all that we can accomplish with His strength and wisdom.
We lift our hands to the Lord, giving thanks for all that we receive.
Right now.
Labor Day, pays tribute to the contributions and achievements of American workers and is traditionally observed in September. It was created by the labor movement in the late 19th century and became a federal holiday in 1894 when President Grover Cleveland signed a law making the first Monday in September of each year a national holiday. This is the Labor Day weekend, a good opportunity for us to honor workers, recognizing their contributions to our society. To work is to be engaged in physical and or mental activity in order to achieve a goal or result, and to labor means especially hard work, to really exert your powers of body and or mind, at times with painful or strenuous effort. In the Bible, we find that there is both physical and mental and spiritual work described. We see both the value of labor and the importance of balancing that with rest. We've all heard the phrase describing the issue of being a workaholic. Well, in John, we hear Christ instructing the disciples, making it clear that just as some of the work we do is time-sensitive, there are some projects that are more important than others. John chapter 9. We must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day. Night is coming when no one can work. A servant is worthy his hire. It's right that a worker be compensated. Listen to the words of Christ as He sent many disciples out. Find that story in Luke 10. The Lord now chose 72 other disciples and sent them ahead in pairs to all the towns and places He planned to visit. These were included in His instructions to them. Don't move around from home to home. Stay in one place, eating and drinking what they provide. And don't hesitate to accept hospitality, because those who work deserve their pay. We're all to be good stewards of our time, abilities, resources, and talents. Consider Christ's parable, the parable of the talents, as it applies to the spiritual as well as physical. Matthew 25. Again, the kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of a man going on a long trip. He called together his servants and entrusted his money to them while he was gone. He gave 5 bags of silver to one, 2 bags of silver to another, and 1 bag of silver to the last, dividing it in proportion to their abilities. He then left on his trip. The servant who received the 5 bags of silver began to invest the money and earned 5 more. The servant with 2 bags of silver also went to work and earned 2 more. But the servant who received the 1 bag of silver dug a hole in the ground and hid the master's money. Well, after a long time, their master returned from his trip and called them to give an account of how they had used his money. The servant to whom he had entrusted the 5 bags of silver came forward with 5 more and said, "Master, you gave me 5 bags of silver to invest, and I have earned 5 more. The master was full of praise. "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I will give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Well, the servant who had received the 2 bags of silver came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 bags of silver to invest, and I've earned 2 more. The master said, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. You've been faithful in handling this small amount, so now I'll give you many more responsibilities. Let's celebrate together." Well, then the servant with the 1 bag of silver came and said, "Master, I knew you were a harsh man, harvesting crops you didn't plant and gathering crops you didn't cultivate. I was afraid I would lose your money, so I hid it in the earth. Look, here is your money back." But the master replied, "You wicked and lazy servant, if you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered crops I didn't cultivate, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it." Then he ordered, "Take the money from this servant and give it to the one with the 10 bags of silver. To those who use well what they're given, even more will be given, and they will have an abundance. But from those who do nothing, even what little they have will be taken away. Now throw this useless servant into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Friends, your spiritual labor is not in vain in Him. 1 Corinthians 15. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. And in closing, these words, Matthew 11. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Trouble comes to me, I just rest. rest in your love. I rest in your love. And when my life is shaking like a ship on stormy seas, I just rest in your love. I rest in the love you've given me. I just rest in your love. I just rest in your love. Lord, I just rest in the love you've given me. Just rest in your love. I rest in your love. When no one's reaching out for me, when no one seems to care, I just rest in your love. I rest in the love you've given me. I just rest in your love. I just rest in your love. Lord, I just rest in the love you've given me. But I know I can count on you. You're always ready, willing and able. So I just rest in your love. I just rest.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, while we looked at the value of work, labor, and balancing that with rest, both physical and spiritual rest. I pray that this time is an important part of your worship each week. Please invest a few moments to share your comments with us. We'd love to hear from you. Our address is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. Once again, that is Call to Worship, P.O. Box 8753, Medford, Oregon 97501. And friend, if you want a life-changing relationship with Jesus Christ, the God-man, I invite you to admit your need for salvation. If you believe God, the eternal Creator King, loves us, sent Jesus to die for our sins, and brought Him back to life, and God offers you glorious life now and in heaven. Love God and accept Christ through God's Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow's not a given, but the offer of salvation is. Call to Worship is a listener-supported ministry. Your prayers and faithful giving are vital to keeping us on the air. If you have been blessed by today's program, visit us online at calltoworship.us. Contact us through our website, and when you are led to help support the Call to Worship Ministries, you can make your tax-deductible donation on our website safely and securely right there. That's calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, from Matthew 11. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your soul."
Thank you. give you peace. I give.